Today we'll be talking about the Holy Spirit, and the title of our lesson today is Being Filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus promised the Spirit would indwell the believer, and that the indwelling would be permanent. In John 14:16, and I'm going to start with 16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. That's Jesus, and it's talking about the Holy Spirit. So we're going to be talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit, but I got to talk about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. I have to talk about that first, because we have to distinguish between indwelling from the filling of the Holy Spirit, okay? That was my first point. Now, the indwelling is for the believer. The Holy Spirit is a gift given to all believers in Jesus. The only condition is that you have to have faith in Christ. In John 7:37-39, it mentions this. It says, Jesus is saying that if you're thirsty and drink. And it also says that whoever believes in Jesus, okay. So there you are. And then the Holy Spirit is given the moment of salvation. In Ephesians 1:13, it says, who hears the word of truth and believes, it begins the sealing with the Holy Spirit of promise. All right? And I got one more thing to talk about, the indwelling, and we'll go on to the filling. The Holy Spirit is given to the believer as a down payment or proof of their future glorification in Christ. And that's in 2 Corinthians 1:22. And I'm going to start with 22. And who has also put the seal on us and has given us his Spirit in our heart as a guarantee. So that's the indwelling. The minute a person accepts Christ, salvation, they are indwelled with the Spirit forever. Okay? Right. But so I want to get that out first, because we're going to start talking about the filling of the Holy Spirit.
Right. And you know, as you get saved and everything, I find there's two different kind of ways I hear from the Holy Spirit. And like, I got an example. I went and ride my, two examples. One way I heard it from the Holy Spirit in one way, the other way I heard it from the Holy Spirit in another way. And I went and ride my boat yesterday or day before yesterday. And I was riding my boat and it was kind of rough out there. And so my boat was doing a lot of pounding and everything. And when I was coming back, I slowed down in the bay. I was kind of going slow, but I can hear a thumping sound. Thump, 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 thump. And I'm like, oh my gosh, did I run over somebody or something? Or are they like on the bottom of my boat trying to knock, give SOS code, tell me, hey, I'm underneath here. You know, you need to get me out, let me out or something. You know, I didn't know what it was. I said, or did I hit a crab cage or what it was? Well, I keep hearing thump, thump, thump. I'm like, I can't figure out what it was. And all of a sudden, I heard like this small voice in my head. It said, look behind your boat. Well, I looked behind my boat, and I had all the rubber that goes around my boat. All together, it's probably like almost 40 feet of rubber. It came off, and it was hitting on my wheel. And it was going thump, thump, thump. So I was all aggravated. I pulled it all in the boat and everything. But I'm glad the Holy Spirit showed it to me what it was. Because number one, I could have got that in my wheel and messed up all kind of damage and everything. And so, but it was just like a small voice. Look in the back. It just came to my mind. Yeah. You know, just look in the back of your boats. And I did that. Mm-hmm. And then I got another example of the Holy Spirit. And this was more like almost an audible voice, like God speaking to me.
Right.
You know, and what happened is I've been wrestling with my sinuses and my allergies and everything. And it's just been just horrible this year. I don't know why it's been so bad. We're getting a lot of rain. I'm not sure what's going on and everything. But it's just been horrible. So my wife and my little boy have been kind of stepping up to the plate because it's summertime. He's not in school and everything.
Right.
And my wife's been stepping up to the plate. Well, I had them. They came and they was doing the weed eating. And my wife, the yard kind of made a line where it stops at. My wife was just constantly going this way. She was going there straight across the other person's yard, just weed eating, weed eating, weed eating. And I wasn't going to say anything because I didn't want to correct her, you know, because I didn't want to make her feel bad. But she was like going way out of line and everything. And I was just standing there getting aggravated and aggravated and more aggravated. And boy, I was starting to get mad. I could feel it just starting to ball up inside of me. I was getting so aggravated with it and everything. Yeah. I said, I can't believe they just, how can you not Can't you see the line? There's a line. You look at the line. You just follow the line. It was festering inside of me. It was getting more and more aggravated. And I heard the Holy Spirit just, just almost audibly say, you got to give them a break. This is their first time. And it was literally like somebody you would have been talking to me right there. I just heard him clear as can be. And I just got humbled. You said, you're right. You're right. It is their first time. So I went outside. And normally I'd have just been all aggravated. I would have been fussing and everything. I'm just a cranky old man sometimes. And I've been fussing. And I went out there and said, look, this is the line right here. You stay on this side of the property. Don't be weeding the other people's property. But I said, well, now you weeded it. We got to clean it all up. So we kind of straightened it all up. I got her to make it look good because I was appreciative for her doing it, you know. And I need to be appreciative, you know what I mean. But sometimes, even when somebody does good for you, and they don't do it good according to your standard, you can get aggravated.
Yeah.
And I was getting aggravated because it wasn't like I wanted it and everything. Because when my business is, I like to do everything excellent. Because I have people in my business that I've been doing business for forever. I never even got fired by one of my customers. I fired customers, but they never fired me.
Right.
So because I try to do my best. Because I always do my work unto the Lord. You know what I mean? And I like if I do it unto God, I feel it's always good, and it's always a good job. And so that was two different ways of hearing the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit speaks, being filled with the Holy Spirit, He speaks to us.
Right.
And He tells us things that we should and shouldn't do. Because one of the examples of the Holy Spirit is what they call her wisdom.
Right.
She's wisdom. You know what I mean? Because she gives you wisdom and everything. And there's a lot of other things we'll talk about later. But it definitely was a situation where I was thankful for the Holy Spirit because He calmed me down.
Right.
He calmed me down.
Well, I mean, the thing is that you did listen to Him and you were obedient. So you didn't blow up. You know, if you wouldn't know, eventually you couldn't have taken the boy and you would have just jumped all over the person. Or
exactly.
Your wife and his
Yeah, then I got a big old bump on my eye. Y'all be seeing me doing this video with a big old knot right here.
So in that case, you know, you did what you're supposed to do. I mean, it might took a little while. I mean, you might want to hear it a little sooner, obey it sooner.
Right.
But we all... I mean, years ago, you probably wouldn't even...
Oh, no, no. I was a horrible person.
So that's the process, and you've seen those spirits working, and you're being obedient.
Yeah, I remember one time I was in my little garden. I had some green beans right there. And I looked, and one of the little vines had fallen down. So I put it back up, and God told me I can do that to you.
Come on.
But I heard you.
Yeah.
I heard you. He don't leave you.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's even in my own case, I mean, there's times that I get aggravated and things are just not going right. And if you just keep dwelling on it, you know, it could get out of hand. You could do something you're going to regret. So when the Holy Spirit does tell you, I mean, it's you know, the Holy Spirit does so much. You know, He guides you, He corrects you, you know, He teaches you. So, I mean, so if you're obedient to the Holy Spirit, you're being obedient to God, you know.
Right.
And then when that happens, then that outcome's going to be different. Because if you don't listen to the Holy Spirit, then the outcome's going to be different.
Right.
It's not going to be a good outcome.
Right.
But if you follow the Holy Spirit, and that's what we're talking about, being filled with the Holy Spirit, when you're doing that, the outcome's going to be good, you know, because you're being obedient to the Holy Spirit. So being filled with the Spirit, and that is a reference in Ephesians 5:18. And 18, I'm going to start with 18. 18 says, don't be drunk with wine because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's a commandment. So that's a commandment. God says it says be filled with the Holy Spirit. Right? And being filled with the Holy Spirit is different than being indwelled, because as a Christian, as you accept Christ, again, we said this earlier, you indwell with the Spirit forever. But a daily walk, you gotta be being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And you know that's one thing. I really don't understand the fullness of it because there's so much to it and everything.
Right.
You know, because I know it's like you still have choices. Like whenever I heard that word from the Holy Spirit, I had a choice.
Yeah.
I had a choice to make the decision if I was going to listen to what the Holy Spirit was doing or what the Holy Spirit told me or not. And you know, and in my life, when I seen the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, a couple of times. I remember the first time I seen the Holy Spirit. To have this thing over here, it was called the men's study. Now we do it every Monday religiously, right. And we come over here and we pray for an hour. Troy used to be here and he used to have his hot dogs in the little crock pot, put the cook and everything, and some chili, and we'd all sit down, we talk about the word and everything. But I remember the first time when I seen the Holy Spirit, I literally seen a cloud, a man, but it wasn't a man, but it was like the shape of a cloud, but it was a tower of a cloud. And it was just kind of hovering in the corner, and I was just praying, and I was just staring, looking at it, and I was just looking. And I didn't say nothing because I didn't realize if anybody else seen it. But I seen it, and I could see it there. It was a little white cloud, tower of a cloud, just in the corner of the room. And I'm just staring at it. Then all of a sudden, it was gone. And then a couple of times, I'll see it in the church. You know, when everybody's worshiping and praising God and everything, and then you'll see like the whole room will fill up like a white cloud and everything. And the point I'm trying to make it is, even in those situations where the visible cloud is there. People still have their own free will to do what they want to do. Exactly. They still have the free will to choose,
right.
And they can move in that,
right.
and get closer. You know, it's for me when I would like when I start praying, and I start worshiping God and everything. I start trying to get into God's presence. I'll feel like goosebumps just fill my body all of a sudden,
right.
And it's just like it's almost like you know when you go to Walmart and they got that little air curtain you pass through and you just like. It blows on you real fast, and you feel like, ooh, that feels good. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it's hot outside, and you walk into that, and that little air curtain. It's almost like that. You're walking in it, and then you'll feel that for a few seconds or maybe a minute or so, but then it'll pass. But you're still worshiping, and you're like, Lord, don't leave because you don't want it to leave. And I wrestled with that the whole thing for a long time. I'm like, why is it when I start worshiping I feel it?
Right.
But if I keep worshiping I don't feel it. It's almost like I want to stop worshiping.
Right.
Because and you know I wrestle with it. And what I think it is because you I think what I, the conclusion I have come up with is now this might not be right. And if you disagree that's okay, that's fine too. But what the conclusion I came up with was it's like when you're coming outside the inside, you feel the coolness. When you step in the door, you'll feel it right there. It'll hit you like boom. It'll hit you, and then after you get inside, your body becomes acclimated to it, and then you're used to it. Or like when you go outside and it's a hot day, it's 100 degrees outside. When you walk outside, that heat will hit you, boom, and you're like, wow, man, it's hot out there. I don't feel like going out there. And I think it's the same way when we enter into the Holy Spirit, into His presence and everything. When we get into His presence, when we first step into it, it's like our body just feels it because we was in the flesh, and then now we're going into the Spirit.
Amen.
And when we're going into the Spirit, we feel it.
Right.
And then, but once we step into the Spirit, our body becomes acclimated to it. Now, it's not that the Spirit's not there. It's not that the Spirit's not still falling on us. I think it's just that we're past the entering point, and now we're into the presence.
Right, right.
You know, and. So, but what I'm going to say is, it's like you say, a dwelling and a feeling. So see, well, I believe I'm always filled with the Spirit because I ask the Holy Spirit to come into my heart.
Right.
But there are times when I feel Him more. And it's time when like He comes on me,
right.
And I'm able to give these words and
right.
words of wisdom and words of knowledge. Now, whether it's because I just get into a position where I start submitting and I start listening, or sometimes he wants to make a point and he really pushes it out there,
right.
You know. So it's really hard to understand it and everything
because
the Holy Spirit is so complex, and it is that way with the whole Trinity of God. It's very complex and everything. But the good thing about it is when you get filled with the Holy Spirit. You have more boastfulness. You know, you're able to get out there and say things you normally wouldn't say and do things you normally wouldn't do. You're not afraid.
Right, right. And you know, going back to what you were saying a little bit earlier, that you know we have a free will. You always have your free will, but when you do your will, you sin. You're not doing God's will. Okay, course, when we're going through that, we might not really realize that or notice unless the Holy Spirit is telling you,
right,
helping you. So free will sounds good. I want my free will. That sounds good, but it's not one of the things of God. And yeah. this next little point I want to bring out is kind of lines of what you had started saying at the beginning of that, what you were saying. It says to be completely yielded to the Holy Spirit that he can possess us fully. And in that sense, he fills us. Now that word possess, everybody think, well, possess, like being demon possessed. No, this type of possess, he wants to possess you, but you still got your will to reject it. Well, when somebody's demon possessed, when he takes control of you, he lets 4, 5, 6 more in, and you can't get.
And
you need a deliverance. You need power of God and Holy Spirit deliverance to get them out of you. Okay, that's the difference. That possession. Okay,
right.
But the Holy Spirit wants to possess you, but the minute you said, "I don't want it. I want to do my will," he stops. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that goes with my next point.
Because he's a gentleman.
Yes,
a gentleman. The Bible
and the
said
next
that.
Point says you can quench the Holy Spirit, and that's in Ephesians 4:30. And it also says that his activities within us can be quenched. In other words, it can be slowed down or it can be stopped. And that's in 1 Thessalonians 5:19. So we can stop the work of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
You know, we can quench him, all right? You know, we can either stop it or slow it down. But then that is kind of putting a stop on the filling, okay? You still indwell. You got it because you have Christ. You're the child of God. You're going to heaven. But the daily walk, why are some Christians are defeated? The devil knocks them left and right. And you got other Christians that are victorious. They do just like Jesus. Because they let themselves be filled with the Spirit, you know, daily. You know? And you can't be filled one day and go 2 or 3 days without it. Because you're going to start sinning.
When you ask God to come in your heart, it's good. That's the first step. But asking the Holy Spirit to come into your heart, that's the step. You see, when you ask the Holy Spirit to come in your heart, that's when you get the power gifts. That's when you get the gifts for wisdom, words of knowledge, healings, and signs and wonders. Like the other day when we were talking about the miracles and everything. That's the Holy Spirit that does that through you. The Holy Spirit's moving through you, and it's not you doing it, it's him doing it through you. Like I had a situation the other day, it was about a couple of months ago. I'm not sure it happened and everything. But this guy fell off the roof of a house. He was doing some roofing work and everything. And he was about 40 foot up in the sky. And he literally fell off the roof. He slid off the tin roof because it was kind of wet. He slid off and he fell down on the ground. And now he fell 40 foot flat down. He had a bag with some screws all around him. And he wasn't even breathing. He wasn't doing nothing. He was just laying there. And everybody like, don't touch him, don't touch him, don't touch him. He's dead. Don't touch him. Don't touch him. I said, I seen it. I ran to him and I started praying on him. And I prayed life into him and everything. And then next thing you know, he started moving around, started doing things. And after that, you know, he started asking me to take the bag off and said, well, I don't want you to move just in case you broke something on the inside. Well, he was like, oh no, I'm getting up. The guy wound up getting up. So he wound from not breathing at all to wound up getting up. And then when he got up, he took the bag off him. He literally didn't even have no nail holes in his body. Now he fell with a bag of screw nails 40 foot up in the sky on some hard concrete and shells. Yeah. He should have been dead. He should have died. But God right there, God got the thing. Now here's the thing. Here's the kicker. I believe the kicker. You know, when you pray on that person and God does that, sometimes you can feel like I'm doing that.
Right.
I'm doing that. But you see, the thing about it was, I didn't do nothing.
Right.
I just did the praying. There's the Holy Spirit that came in there and did his thing. And you could be, but you have, number one, you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit to have the gift of miracles. And then you have to have the indwelling, like you say, to have the boldness to be able to go and be always be in his presence where you're going out there and you're doing those things. Because you got to get out there and pray to people if you want to see the Holy Spirit move.
Right. Praise God. Yeah. Okay, so let me continue. To be filled with the Spirit implies freedom for him to occupy every part of your life, guidance and controlling us. So his power can be flowing through us so that whatever we do, we be fruitful to God. Like you're saying, be fruitful to God.
Right.
Filling applies, it's two avenues. Filling applies to an outward act we do, okay? But it also applies to the... inmost thoughts and motives of our action. And as if you look in Psalms 19:14, that's what it says. It says, and it starts with 14, may the words of my lip and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight.
Right.
So, and then this is what I want to bring out that really stops the being filled in the Holy Spirit is sin. Okay. Sin is what stops and or slows down the filling of the Holy Spirit. And now obedience to God is how the filling of the Spirit is maintained. Simply obeying God. And that again, that's obeying the Holy Spirit. Because right. The Holy Spirit is only going to do what God the Father says.
Right.
Right? So if you obey in the Spirit, then you obey in God. And if you obey in, then you maintain that filling, you know, the filling. Ephesians 5:18 again says it commands that we be filled with the Spirit. And obedience allows the Spirit to freely work in us, okay? I look at it like this. God's our source, you know? And that's where he's talking about being filled. And it wouldn't be in the Bible by being filled. And it's not just being filled. It's filling, too. So it's an ongoing thing, you know? It's like gas in the car. Okay, you gas in the car. Well, you gotta go to a gas pump. Okay, that's the source, right? And then you're gonna fill your car up with gas. This is an example that you're using your car. If you're gonna use your car, you're always gonna have to go back to the source and keep filling it.
Right.
So you keep filling it, and it's the same thing. Now if you let the car sit there and you never use it, well, you won't need to keep filling it. Okay, but but with God, as you do your daily thing, you know, you need God. He's our source, all right? So you constantly got to be filling with the Holy Spirit, okay? Right here it says, when we sin, we should immediately confess it to God and renew our commitment to being filled with the Spirit and being filled, Spirit-led. And that's the whole point I want to bring out today, is that anytime you sin, you just ask God to forgive you and just recommit yourself, because that's, you know, and it's like it never happened.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is the Holy Spirit is all the gifts of the Spirit.
Right.
You have to do it. Mm-hmm. It's something, the gifts of the Spirit, God doesn't just overtake you and right. then you start doing it on your own. That's something you have to step out in and do. Like the situation with that guy, I had to go walk up to that guy. And I had to go pray with the God. I the Holy Spirit didn't like just come over me and like overpower me and make right. me do it. I actually wrestled with it. I was actually wrestling with it in my mind. I did not want to go. They had people around. I don't like peoples, being around a lot of peoples. I just don't like it. And I had to wrestle with that to do that. In my mind, I'm wrestling. I don't want to do that. And the Holy Spirit keeps saying. And it's like sometimes when I get words in the church and everything, I don't like giving words out. It's just not me. That's not my personality. So that's how I know that it is the Holy Spirit. Because sometimes like when we get words of wisdom and words of knowledge, you know, you gotta question sometimes, is this God or is it not God? Right. Or is it the devil? You gotta try to figure it out, because you don't, when you give a word out. And when you're giving a word out, the number one is, the gauge I like to use is, number one, the devil never tells you nothing good to say about nobody. So if it's something good and edifying over somebody, then it's probably not the devil. And then let's look at me. Do I like to be glorified? Do I like to get words out? No. I don't like to get words out. I don't like going out and get to tell people things that I feel like God's saying and everything. So I don't like that, because I don't want no kind of edification or nothing like that. That's not my personality. I'm more the personality, I want to be in the background. I just what I like to do and everything. And then so now I eliminated two people. So who's left? God's left. He's the only one left. Right. So and so we have to be good. Sometimes we have to be obedient, because he's not going to make you do it.
Right.
But you have to be obedient and do right. what he tells you to do.
Right.
And another thing about the Holy Spirit, and I really want to catch on this, is the Holy Spirit is also our comforter. And that's a completely different side of the power. We see it a lot of time. We see the Holy Spirit as the mighty rushing wind, the mighty rivers and everything. But he's also the comforter. You know, at nighttime, when you're wrestling with issues and troubles and everything, and everything shut down. You're laying in your bed. If you have a spouse, she's sleeping, and you don't want to wake her up. You don't have nobody to talk to. And then you're wrestling with these things, and nobody can really relate. There's a scripture in Proverbs that said, if you're sad, nobody can really relate how sad you are. And just like when you're happy, nobody can really relate how happy you are. But you know, the Holy Spirit can. The Holy Spirit knows. He wants to be there when you're sad. He wants to be on the side of you. He wants you. He'll sit. He's the type of person that he'll sit there and listen to you. That's one thing about the quality of the Holy Spirit. He's a really good listener. And that's why sometimes when you're talking and you're just talking and talking and talking, you're not hearing nothing, because the Holy Spirit is just listening.
Right.
You're just listening, and listening, and he'll listen. Yeah. He'll listen to you all night long. He'll just listen to you, and he won't interrupt you. He'll just keep going. Now sometimes he can be a little more abrupt. You know what I'm saying? like the situation when I was getting aggravated with the grass cut. He just got out there and he said, "You need to be grateful." Because he got mad at me. I think he did. I think he just like, if I thank God he didn't kick me in the booty. You know what I'm saying? Because he really got mad at me at that time, because I was being ungrateful. But the one thing about the Holy Spirit, when you lose loved ones, when things happen, you know, when I went through my divorce and everything, you know, if anybody, y'all been through a divorce, y'all gonna know what I'm talking about. It's literally like the tearing, you know, a tearing of your flesh. Like you're being torn apart and everything. That's literally what it felt like. Because the person, like, because when the Bible said, when God joined together, let no man put asunder. And so it felt like somebody ripped me and my wife apart, and my whole body was like torn in half. And I was alone. I was at nighttime, and I had friends that would call me every once in a while, but none of them could make me feel better. And it was only the Holy Spirit. Amen. Only the Holy. I was only through the whole power of the Holy Spirit that I was able to feel better. And with him. And so, you know, if nothing else, you know, if you're not the type of person, okay, well, I don't want to walk in these power gifts. I don't want to do healings. I don't want to do miracles and everything. Get to know the Holy Spirit as your comforter.
Right.
Because I tell you what, in this life, with all the problems that we have and all the troubles we have, we need that comforter. We need somebody that's going to be there for us and comfort us.
Amen. Yes, and again, well, I want to add that, you know, this lesson was more about just being filled with the Spirit. There's so much about the Holy Spirit. And it's in the Bible. It's got a lot of ways you can be filled with the Holy Spirit, but that's for another lesson, because our time's almost up. But like what Sunday was saying, you know, the Holy Spirit's got so many things it does, you know.
Right.
You know, but I just wanted to concentrate not today on just being filled with it.
Okay? Yeah, get and, filled with the Holy Spirit. That's for sure.
Yeah,
because it's so good. She's so good.
And I thought about the gas pump again when you were talking just now about you know how the Holy Spirit does different things. I mean, you go to a gas pump. Most gas pumps got three kind of gauges of gas. You know, one's okay, and the next one's supposed to be a little bit better, and the last one's even better. You know, so it's almost like you're still going to the source to get your gas to fill up your tank so you can go on. So you have a choice there what kind of gas you want. Well, it's the same thing with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit does many different things, and there's different ways you can get filled, you know, and then you need to stay filled, okay? So that's for another lesson on, you know, the different ways you can get filled.
The thing about the Holy Spirit, he knows exactly what you need to do.
Yeah.
Oh, he leads you and guides you to the straight and narrow path.
Right.
And if you go a little bit to the side, left or right, you're wrong.
Right.
He'll bring you back in.
Right.
He'll pull you back in.
Oh, yeah.
Because God's love never fails, bro.
Right.
No, we need the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's why God had all designed that way, because he knows we need it. We can't. You know, after I started studying this, the Holy Spirit showed me that this is, like last week we talked about sin, you know. Remember last week we talked about sin? And the question was if you could, if you could go a day without sinning, sort of, you know. And, this kind of ties in with that. It says if you allow yourself to be filled with the Spirit daily, your chances of sinning
are a lot less. So, yeah, because look at the situation I had when I was getting aggravated. I was fixing to sin. Because I was fixing to blow up on my wife, and I was fixing to blow up on my son, and they were helping me, and so that would have been wrong. But the Holy Spirit came in and straightened me out and everything. And that's the good thing about the Holy Spirit. And you know, to get filling with the Holy Spirit, you know, I'm not quite sure. You know, look at the disciples. how they was, you know. Yeah. And when they got filled with the Holy Spirit, they were bold. They went out there and they did things and all that before. They was hiding before, and they denied Jesus. They did a bunch of things. But after that, man, they got filled with the Holy Spirit. They were able to do stuff and everything. And that's what the good thing about the Holy Spirit. That's what I love about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to be able to do good things on this earth and everything, and help people and help people out of things. It's not us doing it, but he's doing it through us. And so when we grasp that and being the gentleman, he's not going to force it on you. And so he's just going to, okay, you know, if you, he kind of nudges you along. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong, he can if he wanted to, because he is part of the Godhead. He has the authority to do whatever he wants to do, you know. But he's also very, very, very good. Right. And that's what I love about the Holy Spirit. Yes. And, you know, today, each and every one of you can be filled with the Holy Spirit out there. It's not something that's hard to do. You know, a lot of time people make it complicated. They make it hard to be filled with the Holy Spirit, but it's not hard. It's, if you accepted Jesus into your heart, you're already halfway there to getting filled with the Holy Spirit, because that's the first step, accepting Jesus into your heart. And the second step is to accept the Holy Spirit into your life. And all the Bible says, God said that you being wicked people know how to give good gifts to your children. He said, what man when his child asks him for bread gives him a snake? You say he doesn't do it, he gives him bread. And said, but God said he's a good father too. And said, if you ask for the Holy Spirit, he'll give you the Holy Spirit. So I want to pray for you out there. And if you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit and you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, now's the time. And it's a simple thing to do. It's not hard. All you got to do is ask. You say, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come into my heart. And I ask you to fill me with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And you're going to, when you pray that, you ask him to come into your heart and you be sincere, you're going to hear sounds coming into your heads. If when you hear those sounds, just start repeating them. It might not sound like something you think that you might say, oh, this is not God. No, the Bible says he knows how to give you what you ask for. So when you hear those sounds, you just start repeating those sounds. And that's the evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit. So when you pray, so I'm going to go ahead and pray with you right now. And when I pray with you, just repeat these prayers and ask them. And if you hear those sounds, just start saying it out. That's your prayer language. That's the evidence of speaking in tongues. And don't fight it. Just listen to it. If it sounds like gibberish, just go with it, okay? So, Father God, I pray right now for all our audience out there, Lord God. I pray right now that if they are not filled with the Spirit, that they will receive it, Lord God. And, Father God, I pray, Lord God, that you give them the evidence of speaking in tongues. So, right now, if that's you out there, just ask God right now. And then say, Father, I ask you to give me the evidence of speaking in tongues and fill me with the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for it. Amen. So that, and see, that was it. It's not nothing hard. It's something simple. Now, if you're hearing those sounds, just start repeating it. And that's your prayer language. And just keep working at it. And look, if that was you and you got the evidence of speaking in tongues and filled with the Holy Spirit, just put a little thumb up in the comment area, you know, so that way we can know, you know, then, because that's what we do these videos for, to hopefully help people with that and everything. Just, you ain't got to say your name. You ain't got to say nothing. Just give a little thumb up and we'll know what it means and everything. So like we always do, we want to go ahead and close in prayer, and because every week is very important, you know, for us, because we all, you know, and things happen to everybody, and it's just, life's just not always easy and everything. So we need that Holy Spirit so much. Amen. We need to be, like he said, we need to be filled with him, and we need the indwelling of it, because it's important. It's very important for all of us. Because without it, we couldn't do what we do. And it gives us the boldness to be able to come on the camera and do this. This is not our personality. But we love Jesus so much that we do it. And it's through him that we're able to get the gospel out. The Bible said, no man comes to the Father unless the Spirit draws him. So the Holy Spirit is doing a lot of things out there. Amen. So let us pray for you like we always do every week. So Father God, we thank you for it. Each and every person, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit would go out and do great works in their life, that they would get to know the Holy Spirit personally as their comforter, as their strength, and as their wisdom, Lord God. And I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So if you like these videos, make sure you give us a thumbs up. And also catch us on Spotify. We're also on Spotify on the Keep It Real with Terry and Sonny. And you can also catch them on there. So thank you all for coming.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.